flakes. Trump in Fura, melting snowflakes, flood of melted snowflakes and tears. Get your life preserver, because we're going to melt some snowflakes today. Some of the snowflakes we're going to melt today are not even social justice warrior snowflakes. Today I'm going to start off talking about something that some people, even in the manosphere, get their little feelings butthurt about. Because obviously I'm a racist. It can't possibly be true. No, I'm making all of this up. See, I hate black people. You live in your fantasy world, kids. You live in your fucking fantasy world. It's safe there. This is the Superheated Remix by New Order, one of my favorite bands. And this is currently one of my favorite songs of theirs. I listen to this way too fucking much. Especially if I wake up and she's not there and she forgot to pay me. You hate women. Yeah, I know, I hate everybody. That's your excuse for everything. Did we ever love? Did we ever kiss? No, they don't listen. They're girls. They never listen. However you want it, it's my desire, girl, you got me hanging like a burger. We are so different. Wait, whoa, hold it. That's sexist. There's no difference between men and women. That is a social construct created by the patriarchy for the purpose of oppressing women. I cannot believe how fucking sexist and transphobic this band is to actually say that men, a man and a woman are different. That's it. I'm boycotting New Order. I'm gonna go in the corner and cry right now. No, it's not your fault. It's the patriarchy. Oh yeah, and the Jews and the lizard people from outer space. Sometimes I wake up when I'm alone. Actually, I wake up whether I'm alone or not alone. Whew, she's gone, thank God. It's my desire. Girl, you got me hanging like a bird on a wire. We are so different. Oh, there it is! I'm triggered again! Trigger! 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 I'm triggered! Ah. You want your life back? girl, I'm not a thief. You told me that it's over, that you were gonna leave. Except, yes, she left, but she left to go get a lawyer, and then she came back and she got the house, she got the car, she got the kids, she got the savings account, she got the credit cards, but of course you're still gonna have to pay the credit card bills. She's gonna get 50% of all the money you have, and then you're gonna give her alimony and child support for the rest of your life. And all of this happens because women are so fucking oppressed. They just don't have enough reproductive rights. That's why they had to take a day off, because, you know, they're working so fucking hard at their nonprofit jobs, they needed a woman's day strike so they could recoup their energy and show how equal they are by not doing anything. Go make me a sandwich, bitch. It's over. If only it was over. The only thing around here that's over is Western civilization. We are so fucked. But, you know, I'm going to enjoy the decline. I don't really care. I'm not here to try to save Western civilization from itself. I don't see the point. I really fucking don't see the point. I'm looking at Western civilization. Western civilization is not a sentient being, but Western civilization is a reflection of the people within it. I look at the people within Western civilization, and I see people who want the destruction of everything that their predecessors have strived to build. Trigger warning. This episode comes with a trigger warning for those, for some of those of you who are in the manosphere, because there's one thing you can always count on in the United States, and that is white guilt. And anything that approaches saying anything that is critical of black people, even right-wing, some right-wing manospherian types will get their panties in a wad when you start pointing at reality, if that reality involves black people. So here's a trigger warning. Yeah, I'm racist and I'm sexist and I'm homophobic and transphobic and fucking phobic, and I hate black people. These are facts, folks. So the other day I'm at a bar, and because I'm at a bar, there's television, so I'm looking at television, so I never look at TV. I know that you, some of you out there, just don't want to hear this. I don't care. This whole thing, here's where we're going to talk about. This whole thing of trying, she's trying. All right, let me start over. This active propaganda campaign, I'm choosing my words very fucking carefully here. The same way I choose my women, which is why I haven't had sex in a while, because I have standards, unfortunately. This active propaganda campaign, which is manifesting in the media and in pop culture, trigger warning, to get white women to breed with black men. Now, I understand. Oh, great one, there's no such thing. You're just racist. You just hate black people. Yes, exactly. When I am watching the television at the bar, I'm at the bar for less than 1 hour, and I see the same commercial 3 times with the white woman who is in the Marines. Okay, let's talk about this briefly. So I saw this on the Twitterverse. It must be true. I didn't follow up. I don't know any details because I don't give a shit. The story, as I understand it, the broad spectrum is a bunch of men in the Marine Corps. Men in the Marine Corps. Whoa, shit. Who would have thunk? Right? Set up a bulletin board, or they were posting on a bulletin board, or they were putting on the internet, a internet bulletin board. Somewhere on the internet, these men were putting pictures of women who were in the Marines. And I think, I didn't follow up. Either the women were wearing clothes or they were not wearing clothes. Those are your two options. You either have clothes on or you don't have clothes on. Men in the Marine Corps were putting pictures of sexually attractive women who were also in the Marine Corps on the internet. This was a fucking crisis. This is a fucking crisis. This is a fuck. And of course, I saw the tweets. Oh, look, it's toxic masculinity. Oh, this is terrible. No, this is what happens when you let women in the military. Men in the military, if they're, the military is the least likely place, especially the Marines, to find beta males. The Marines, the Marine Corps, is one place on the planet Earth where, in theory, you should be locating alpha males. You know, like Donald Trump, the guy who's come, you're desperate to get between your legs so he can impregnate your egg cells and make little alpha babies because that's your biological imperative, to make alpha babies. The Marine Corps is one place on the planet Earth where you, I, and anybody else who's looking should be able to find alpha males. And yes, they are going to be sexually attracted to women. Yes, I know that being sexually attracted to women who are not fat and ugly and covered in body hair is a construct of the patriarchy and all that other bullshit. Get the women out of the fucking Marine Corps. The military of the United States does not exist so as to provide a mechanism for gender studies experiments. The purpose of the military of the United States, as Rush Limbaugh said, is to kill people and break things. Get the women out. Okay. Commercial comes on the TV three fucking times while I am there. A female Marine, her black husband, and their two kids. You're racist! No. Okay. It was a TV commercial. This is a fucking empirical fact. It was a commercial selling a product. I don't even remember what the product or service was because the volume was turned down. I don't care. It was a commercial. It was on the television. That's a fact. There was a woman. She may have been a real Marine. She may have been an actor. There's no fucking telling, and I don't care. The storyline of the commercial is that she is a female Marine. That is a fact. 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 Trigger warning. Facts. In the commercial, there is another person. In the storyline of the commercial, that man, it appeared to be a man. I know I'm assuming his gender. That makes me transphobic. The storyline of the commercial was that this individual was her husband. That is a fact. This individual has black skin. That is a fact. The storyline of the commercial is that the two little rugrats running around were their children. If the rugrats are in fact their children, then they would be their children, the children of a black man and a white woman. This is not because I am racist. This is a fact. These are all facts. Every one of these things are facts. These have nothing to do with how fucking racist, sexist, homophobic I am. And I'm fucking tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of hearing about how racist, sexist, homophobic I am every time I talk about the active propaganda campaign in our society to get white women to breed with black men. Every time I point at this, I'm fucking sick of people telling me how racist I am. Now, these are all facts. Here's a fact. Superwoman, issue number 5, DC Universe Reboot. DC, they've rebooted this shit. This is the third time I know of. I didn't even know there was such a thing as Superwoman. This was news to me because I read the Supergirl comics. I've read Supergirl for quite a long time. As I've mentioned before, Supergirl is like my fantasy, like my real life fantasy is the CSU women's volleyball team. Okay, but the CSU women's volleyball team, they actually exist. Those are real people. So that's my fantasy. My fantasy is Supergirl, because Supergirl, trigger warning for any nerds. Okay, some of you may not know this. Yeah, if you're in the same category of people who think Star Trek is a documentary, okay, guys, Supergirl is not real. She's just a drawing. There's not a real Supergirl. Kara doesn't actually exist. I know, that was probably the most triggering thing I'm going to say for some people in this entire podcast. So Supergirl is my fantasy. Now, if I could find a chick who actually, God, I had this one girl I knew that she was super girlish. Like I really wanted to just, it's like, I will pay for it. I will make the Supergirl costume. You just have to wear it. So anyhow, you know, it's like some people, they're furries or whatever. It's like, oh, I like you to dress up in the maid outfit. My thing is I find some hot chick and wear a little Supergirl, not me wearing the Supergirl outfit, her wearing the Supergirl outfit. Anyhow, I would bust so many nuts. I would be like a hyperactive squirrel. Oh, anyway, it's enough about my sex. Actually, that's not enough about my, let's do an entire podcast about my sex fantasies. Randy, how much hard drive space do we have? Hi, I'm the great one himself. I'm the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the interwebs. You can send us email at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God, at CYNLIBSOC.com. I am the great one himself, podcasting for 12 years on the internet since 1999, not giving a fuck about any feedback you have about the quality or content of this podcast, because I'm doing this because I want to do it. And if you want me to do the podcast in a way that makes you happy, step number one would be giving me some fucking money. Because if you think I'm going to fuck for free, you're wrong. Number two, you can go to cls.link, cls.link. Amazon affiliate links are over there. You can click on one. You can go buy some shit. Okay? There's a lot of books over there I recommend. I've added some podcasting shit. I'm going to add more shit when I get around to it. I have things to do. I can't just sit around in front of the computer all day. You know, I'm doing important shit like sitting around fantasizing about Supergirl and whacking off. In the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. She is not wearing a Supergirl outfit, but perhaps I should make this a requirement. Whenever you come to the studio, you have to dress like Supergirl and bend over frequently. What else is important? Today is the 17th. Is it still the 17th? No! How'd I get it? I'm traveling through time. It's the 12th. The 12th of March in the year of our Lord, the Trumpenfuhrer, 2017, during the melting of the snowflakes. Okay. Superwoman comic book. I did not know there was such a thing as Superwoman. So I bought issue 5 just to see what the fuck it was about. Well, here's what it's about. Superwoman is a white girl with red hair. Trigger warning. Guess who Supergirl is fucking? I mean, Superwoman. Yeah, of course. Not only is Superwoman fucking a black man, but he's a beta male. Now, black guys, why are you not getting offended? Well, really? This guy, he's taller than her. He's big. He's muscular. He's another superhero. He's like got like this steel suit on. I don't know what character he is. I mean, I'm not familiar with his character. I know like the main canon of superheroes, but there's a lot of others I don't know. I don't know his character. But he's this big, manly-looking motherfucker. I'm like, okay, that's cool. But he's all beta male. Superwoman's in here. She's all, I'm all busy and shit. And he comes up behind her, you know, he's like, man, you got to chill. You got to, you know, we got to figure it. And he puts his arm on her shoulder and she like shrugs him off. And then it shows this fucking close up of him standing there looking butthurt. It's like, dude, really? Hey, black guys, you should be inside. You're being presented as the little beta male to her fucking redhead, fiery, you go girl, I can do anything. When I talk about the active propaganda campaign to get white women to fuck black men, I'm not talking about this because I hate black people. We'll get to why I'm getting here, okay? Just fucking get your fucking feelings under control. Meanwhile, Supergirl. Supergirl comic rebooted also with this DC Universe reboot, rebirth. So there's a new Supergirl series. Supergirl is, it's only, what, 6-7 issues into it, whatever. She has a developing, it looks like it's going to develop in this direction. It is a potential romantic interest. Do I even need to keep talking? Take a wild guess. What color Supergirl's potential romantic interest is? Well, of course he's black. Because somewhere out there, for whatever reason, there's a whole lot of people. Maybe it's the patriarchy. Maybe it's the Jews. Maybe it's the lizard people from outer space. Maybe it's the Illuminati. Maybe it's the Republicans. I don't know. But there's somebody out there who is investing a lot of time and effort in presenting through the media, through entertainment, through advertising, not just TV commercials. Look at the print advertising. Go over to... It's a website. It's done by the guy from Chateau Hartiz. What the fuck is... Fuck. Why can I not remember the name of this website that I look at all the fucking time? Goodbye America in a Photo. All the time in advertising, print advertising. Look on the internet. Look at the internet ads. Look at the ads in the magazines. You're constantly seeing black men and white women. And this is not because I'm racist, okay? It's not like, so there's a picture in a magazine. And it's a white man and a white woman. And in somehow or another, my racism is not altering the photograph in the magazine so that the white man magically transforms into a black guy. In fact, over at Goodbye American Photo, he has shown sometimes where he'll find like the original photo and then show the one used in an advertisement. And there are cases where in the process of putting an advertisement together, you will see they have actually taken a photo of, like, I remember one particularly, it was a white man and a white woman, their two kids. It was this close-up kind of, it was shot from underneath looking up at them as they're looking down, and whoever did the advertisement photoshopped a black man's head onto the white guy's body for the advertisement. They found the original photo with a white man and then showed the photoshopped photo with a black man's head inserted. So when you say unto me, there is not an active propaganda campaign to present black men and white women mating with each other, and then there's a picture where they photoshopped a black man's head on top of the white guy, this is not because I'm racist. Somebody did not Photoshop a black man's head onto a white guy's body in a picture with a white woman and her kids because I am racist. My racism did not cause that to happen, okay? Can we fucking deal with this, or are you fucking triggered? Are you in a corner right now crying on yourself? So the question is, why is there an active propaganda campaign? Again, this is not an opinion. This is not even a thesis. This is not even a theory. I'm about trigger warning. Fact. I am about to say to you a fact. I understand if you're in the United States, you have huge amounts of white guilt because of the slaves that you owned and the slaves that you sold and the slaves that you... Oh, wait a minute. Nobody alive has ever actually owned any black slaves. Why am I like the only white person in the United States who can fucking cope with that? I do not understand. It's not often I say this. Because as I said before, I understand other perspectives. I've been a liberal. I've been an environmentalist wacko. Right? I've been religious. I've been these things. I do not understand why so many white people in the United States are so obsessed with their ownership of slaves and their guilt for owning slaves, especially when none of them have ever owned slaves. And I'm sorry, girls, but I don't have this. I can sit here and talk about the active propaganda campaign, which is a fact, which is a discernible, empirical, provable, observable fact to get black men and white women to mate with each other. This has nothing to do with my supposed racism. You don't believe me? Go pick up an issue of Superwoman comic book. Again, my racism did not alter the molecules of the ink on the paper and like turn a white character black or something like that. I am reporting to you what is fucking happening. You can observe these things for yourself. You just have to get over your white guilt over the slaves that you never owned. The question is, why? What's the point of this? Now, my original thesis was that this was part of an effort, of course, to eliminate white people, along with bringing in the Muslims. Somewhere on the interwebs, so it must be true, I encountered a counter thesis, which makes at the very least an equal amount of sense, and quite possibly even more sense. Because one thing we can say about this active propaganda campaign, which is a discernible reality fact, which can be observed, has nothing to do with my imagination or my racism or my fantasies about Supergirl. The active propaganda campaign is coming from the left-wing statist social justice warrior tolerance diversity multiculturalism faction. And the thesis this person presented is that the desire to get black people and white people to reproduce with each other and interbreed isn't to get rid of white people specifically, it is to get rid of all races eventually. It is to water down the genetic diversity of the human species from multiple races. I mean, you've got your basic categories, right? You got whites peoples, you got blacks peoples, you got reds peoples, you got yellows people, and you got browns people. Now, within all of those, you have, of course, different... I'm not sure what the correct scientific word for it would be, but let me put it this way. Within the human species as a whole, right, we have biodiversity. Let's use some left-wing statist, environmentalist wacko buzz phrases, because this will become important in a moment. We have biodiversity within the human species, right? We got white people, black people, red people, yellow people, brown people. And then within any of those categories, you still have further biodiversity, right? You got Swedes versus Germans versus Brits. You've got, it's like, well, South America, right? So I don't want to say everybody in South America, I don't want to generalize that much. Not everybody in South America is brown people. Okay, but you got like Brazilians, you got Mexicans, you got Spaniards from Spain. black people, you got different. Okay, you got Chinese and you got Japanese. I don't know enough about the different African cultures to know. Like, so are Africans from South Africa, like, in any way genetically cultural? I mean, they must be genetically and culturally distinct, say, from black people in Libya. Yeah, because then, like, you got Japan and China, for example. There are cultural distinctions between those two places, and there's some genetic distinctions between those two places. So I would think you, because separation of space and, you know, you got a community here, community there, yada, 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 I would think there'd have to be equal distinctions on the continent of Africa. You have all of this biodiversity. Now, if humans were spotted owls, well, this biodiversity would be a wonderful thing, wouldn't it? Right, well, these spotted owls live 17 feet from those spotted owls, so that's a different species. You can't cut down this tree. If biodiversity is a good thing, and I would make the argument that legitimate, actual, real, not imaginary, this spotted owl lives 17 feet away, fictitious biodiversity, real, actual biodiversity is a good thing. I would make the argument that biodiversity within the human species is a good thing. So why are the diversity, tolerance, multicultural people so desperate to get black people and white people to breed with each other? The thesis that I ran across was that they seek to eliminate not the white race, but to eliminate race, to eventually reach this point where all humans are essentially one race, where there are no longer distinctive races of the human species. And upon thinking about this, and upon considering that the people who talk about diversity actually mean conformity, because remember, what is diversity? Diversity is conformity. Right? Diversity is a bunch of people with different color skin who all have the exact same belief system, right? Look at the Billion Bimbo Bitch March. That was diversity. They had all these different color people, but all of them were left-wing statist. All of them hated Donald Trump. All of them supported Hillary Clinton. All of them were pro-abortion. Diversity means intellectual conformity. Once you have achieved intellectual conformity, what is the next step? Well, the next step is biological conformity. How do you get biological conformity within the human species? Well, you achieve that by having the different races interbreed. Now you're saying, great one, you think black men should never fuck white women. You're right. Again, we come back to the racist, because all of this, the entire cosmos revolves around my racism. Somewhere, my racism, everything that happens in my, no, this has nothing to do with my fucking racism. And again, you're saying you're racist? Sure, for the purpose of this conversation, I'm as racist as fuck. Because the point is, even if I am racist, my racist doesn't fucking control the outside world. My racism, existing or non-existent, we're pretending it's there. Again, I'm the founder of the Ku Klux Klan, okay? I am the most racist. Every single day, I go out and I shoot like 70 black people, and I skin them, and I wear their fucking skins and dance around their dead bodies, okay? Great. What the fuck ever. I am the most racist human on the fucking planet Earth that has ever lived. Adolf Hitler was my fucking disciple, okay? My racism has nothing to do with this shit. I don't control the planet Earth. I don't control you. I don't control other people. I don't control the media. I don't control the commercials. I don't control the comic books. Great one. Are you saying black men and white women should never fuck? No, I didn't say that. It's one thing, and God help, I'm going to use this word. It's one thing when it happens organically. It's another thing when the media is constantly presenting it in an attempt to not just normalize it, because I don't think there's anything not normal about a black man and a white woman. But to make it cool, to make it desirable, to make it appear more prevalent than it is. The same way the media does with homosexuality, with trannies, and of course also with the stupidity of men, specifically white men. And again, there's this feeding in this of the feminist agenda. I mean, here in the Superwoman comic book, right? You got the big, tough-looking alpha male black guy, but he's all playing beta male to the little chick. Why? Well, feminist agenda, because she's strong and independent and she can do anything, and she's like, you get off me, and me. And he's just standing there looking all butthurt. I mean, a real brother would be like, bitch, don't shrug me, I'll slap the fuck out of you. Because a real brother, who is a big, muscle-bound superhero, would be a fucking alpha male. Diversity, as is desired by the left-wing statist, as the social justice warrior, is conformity. And as they push towards their conformity of ideas, the next step is genetic conformity. My thesis has now become that that is the reason for the active propaganda campaign, which does exist, despite any butthurt you may be feeling out there right now, to popularize, normalize, pedestalize black men and white women making children together. And I know this is a tough subject for some of you out there. With you have your feels, and you're terrified of being called racist and everything else. I understand. And I have no problem with different races breeding with each other when it happens organically. But when there is this active propaganda campaign, there's the active propaganda campaign to show women as being smarter than men. There's the active propaganda campaign to show Republicans as being racist. There's the active propaganda campaign to show Muslims as these peaceful, wonderful people that care about freedom. There's the active propaganda campaign to portray the mainstream media as fair as unbiased. And there is an active propaganda campaign to present the concept that black men and white women should get married and make babies. Active propaganda campaigns of all types are generally, I don't want to say always, because if I think hard enough, maybe I come, you know, an active propaganda campaign to get hot blonde chicks to wear Supergirl outfits, okay, I would get behind that. Ulterior motives, though. See, that's the thing. So when you see an active propaganda campaign, what is the real motive? That's the question. Are there propaganda campaigns I would support? Absolutely. And in every case, I would have an ulterior motive. I will support an active propaganda campaign to get cute blonde girls to wear Supergirl outfits, because that's a sexual fantasy of mine. I will promote and support an active propaganda campaign to promote and convince people that anarcho-capitalism is the way to go. Why? Because I have an ulterior motive. I will support and stand behind an active propaganda campaign to get people to listen to this podcast, because I have an ulterior motive. So when people come to you and they say, well, no, this is not a propaganda campaign. Of course there's a motive behind it. If there was no motive behind the active propaganda campaign that does exist, you can deny all you want. You can pretend there's no such thing as gender. You can pretend biology was created by the patriarchy to oppress you. You can pretend that the woman's fucking strike crippled the economy of the United States. You can pretend there is no active propaganda campaign to present images of black men and white women marrying each other and making babies. You can pretend that's not real. But it is. It is real, and there is a motive behind it. That is my thesis on the motive. Once again, because I've been babbling a lot and tangenting all over the place, and all of this is fucking... No, this is, as always, I mean, what else is new? I mean, there's no notes here. There's no scripting. I think the ultimate purpose... Down the road, it's not going to happen next week or next year. I mean, this is long-term thinking, is to eventually reach the point where biodiversity among the human species has been eliminated by interbreeding and interbreeding and interbreeding, getting all the different races to breed with each other. They want to get rid of the biodiversity, because it's not only the Caucasian race that the left-wing status social justice warriors are opposed to, it's the entire concept of race. Just like they're opposed to the concept of gender, which is why all of the trannies and the gender-neutral shit is so appealing to them, because this gives them the opportunity to point to these things and say, look, see, gender isn't real. This isn't real. Gender isn't real. So the next step is eliminating races. Now, right now, it's hard to say. There's no such thing as a black race and a white race and a brown race and a yellow race and a red race, when these things are fairly obvious to all but the stupidest people. So you engage in the propaganda campaign to get people to interbreed, because if you're not willing to have sex with a person of a different race, well, then obviously you're racist, right? Even me, because I'm questioning this. This makes me racist. I am racist for simply pointing at the propaganda campaign trying to get black men and white women to have sex. I notice there's not a propaganda campaign aimed at black women and white men. As that progresses, the propaganda campaigns, I think, will expand to include other races and stuff. And the point is to eventually get enough people who are not racially distinctive that they then have the ammunition to point at these things and go, look, see, there's no such thing as race. Just like they're right now pointing at the trannies and the gender fluids and the snowflakes and saying, see, look, there's no such thing as gender. It's a social construct. We're already hearing that about race. There's no such thing as race. It's a social construct. There can be 47 different species of spotted owl, but goddammit, if they have their way, there's only going to be one species of human. Moving on. With comic books. Picked up another comic book. It's called Letter 44. It looked interesting. It was this concept. Actually, it's almost kind of, well, not really. A little bit, not really. This man becomes president of the United States, and he discovers that the government has found out about alien activity in the asteroid belt and sent a spaceship up to investigate this activity. However, the existence of this spaceship and the alien activity are not public knowledge. Which is it's an interesting concept. Actually, now that I think about it, hold on a second. Did I finish that? Oh, shit. Hold on. I have more notes. I'm getting ahead of myself. All right, letter 44 will probably happen later. All right, no, I can finish this real quick because there's not much here. Actually, it's a similar concept happened in the TV series Stargate SG-1, which I highly recommend. Like in the first, maybe, I think it was like 7-ish seasons. After a while, it went to shit because people started leaving. But the early seasons, the first 5 for sure, really good. So anyhow, in the context of the TV series, Stargate SG-1, here's a real quick primer if you're not familiar with the series. So there's this thing called a Stargate, and basically it's a wormhole device, and so the guys can walk through the Stargate, and you come out through a Stargate on another planet, so they can go to other planets. Okay. The United States Air Force has control of this. It's in a bunker down under Cheyenne Mountain, and they're running the Stargate program. And of course, civilians, nobody knows about it. This is a top secret military project. And so the president of the United States leaves office, and the new president comes in. And it's really this kind of just whole great scene, you know, where he's sitting there and this general comes in, and the general's like, "Sir, we need to talk. We got this Stargate program. We got some people off world right now. They're under attack by aliens and shit. And there's an alien task force that's headed our way. And if these spaceships get here, they're going to destroy the planet Earth. We need to do something about this." You know, and the president is like, "Ha ha, oh, that's funny." And, you know, this general's just looking at him going, "No, this is not a joke. You're going to have to get your shit together right now." It's a cool concept. So I pick up this comic book and I'm thinking, okay, I get the general concept here. This could be fun. I'm game. I like the idea. Well, of course, the spaceship that has been sent out to contact the aliens. Oh, it's the full fledge. It is the full fledge multicultural crew. We got the brown guy, the black guy, the white guy who's muscle-bound, the white guy who's the hippie with the little linen specs and the big white beard, because when you're going in outer space, you should always have a giant beard, because that's helpful. And then you've got the white woman, who, of course, is the commander. We can't have a man in command of the mission. No, no, it's a woman. And we've got the black woman. And the white woman, who is the commander of the mission, is, of course, pregnant. Because that's why you send women on a long-term space mission, is so they can get knocked up. Because you sure as hell don't send, you know, condoms, birth control pills, I don't know, give them a fucking IUD. No, no, no. So the woman who's in command is knocked up and pregnant, and I'm reading the book, and I'm trying to figure out who the father is, and the father is either the muscle-bound white guy, or the hippie white guy with the giant beard, because both of them are fawning all over her like she's a fucking goddess. So anyhow, that was the first issue of the Letter 44 comic that I read, and it will be the last fucking issue, because as soon as you told me you sent a fucking woman into space in command of a mission to make contact with some aliens, and on top of that, because that's not enough, and she was dumb enough to get knocked up in outer space, nope, sorry, there are just some things I'm not going to put up with. Nope, done. Now, of course, we know these people who did this truly are not sufficiently multicultural and diverse, because they did not have her, as far as I can tell, getting knocked up by the black guy on the mission. Oh yeah, I know, I'm so racist. Oh my God, great one. You keep mentioning people's skin color. My God, you know, great one, there's no such thing as, you are so racist. Yeah, that's me, I'm so fucking racist. While I'm at the bar getting my dose of television commercials about female Marines who shouldn't exist, having babies with black guys, I also was exposed to the news. So painful. And on the news, there's the little graphics down there. It's turmoil in the White House. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, turmoil in the White House? Really? There's turmoil? What turmoil? There's no fucking turmoil in the White House. The Trump and Fuhrer is the fucking president. There's no turmoil. We're all pretty clear on who president of the United States is. It is the fucking Trump and Fuhrer. And then, of course, there's shit about hate crimes. There's this graphic comes up. There's been like 1,000-something hate crimes. Oh my God. Go to CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. And over in the linkage there, I just added it. It's over at moonbattery.com. 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 It's a blog I suggest you check out every now and then. He has a fake hate crimes, or what does he call it? A hate crimes hoax list going on of all the quote-unquote hate crimes, which it turns out have been either fabricated or done by minorities. Oh, there's over 1,000 hate crimes since Donald Trump became the president. I'm almost rolling with laughter. No, this is fake news. This is desperation for attention. And then I'm watching the TV commercials and the TV commercials for the drugs. There's TV commercials for Eliquis and Humava or something like that. I don't even know what these drugs are, but I go to the websites and I'm looking at them and it's like this Humira thing. It's like, choose your condition. Arthritis, psoriasis, Crohn's disease, spondylitis. I mean, what is this shit? And then we've got Equilis. It's like, oh, this shit, what's the thing? This could cause you to have heart attacks. This could cause you to fucking drop dead. This, like, what? And I can't even figure out what this fucking drug is for. But there's a picture of two old people and an Asian doctor. So it must be good. But what? Between the propaganda and the fake news and the drugs being foisted on people. Guy, Western civilization doesn't deserve to live at this point. It's okay to just let go, stick a fork in it. It's done. It's over. Stay away from the goddamn television, guys. Turn the fucking TV off. That's racist. I'm so racist. Oh, God, the fucking racist.